Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Drama continues with the Oakland Raiders as Ian Rappaport puts out a report just minutes ago that there is a, quote, real chance that Antonio Brown plays on Monday night. Hold on to your hats. This is never going to end. Fantasy Sports Today, hour number two, starts now.
Sports Today.
Toward the end zone. It is caught. Seattle's going to the Super Bowl.
Fires up the middle. Pass is caught by Owens. Owens made the catch.
Pass is caught. Diggs. Sideline. Touchdown. Unbelievable. Toss to White.
All right, welcome back. This is Fantasy Sports Today. This is Craig Mish. I am with you until 2 o'clock. We got Jamie Eisenberg from CBS Sports coming up here. Let's see. We got Jamie coming up in about 25 minutes from now. We got Fantasy Football Trust or Bust for this Friday. Full-time Fantasy is on today. Adam Ronis, I believe, is flying solo. I think he and I were chatting about this. I think he's solo today. Oh, Dr. Roto is flying solo today. Okay, thank you for updating that with me. Appreciate that. So we got Dr. Roto today from 2 to 4 Eastern. Is that correct? 2 to 4? Okay, so Dr. Roto will be on he's got to be on today. Last minute start and sit for the weekend. So we'll look forward to listening to that show. As soon as I'm done, I will tune that in. But stay tuned because Jamie and I really had a good breakdown, I think, of Thursday night's game. And we look forward to the weekend as well. Sean Guastamacchia producing this show as always, and his show coming up on Sports Grid at 4 o'clock Eastern. Are you Sean involved this weekend at all with any of the TV side programming there at all?
Yeah, I'll be at the FanDuel Sportsbook tomorrow from 12 to 3, doing a little college football in game. So that should be fun.
So if I need to get a few bets down, you're going to send
tune
me
in?
A Venmo or PayPal or
yes, do it.
You could help me out with that.
Absolutely, tune in. And Joe Lisi joins me as well, and Tony Finn, so it should be a lot of fun from Wager Talk.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I look forward to catching that. I definitely will tune in tomorrow. Okay, so what did I see now here? Before I get crazy here, okay, what do I always say about the NFL? And look, I started doing this show. I was hired back in June. I believe it was June. Yeah. I was hired back in June and did a lot of baseball talk here, June, July, and then even into August. And then we turned the page football. Honestly, I couldn't be happier with how we handled that, by the way, with how we handled the baseball to football transition, because all of the much too early fantasy football talk we were able to avoid. And this is the point. This is why. Because the NFL has now become the most unpredictable reality show drama league that you could ever have imagined. I told you this, guys, and I will continue to tell you this every year. The drama of what happens in the NFL far outshines what happens in the actual games. Year after year. It is about the holdouts. It is about the nonsense. It is about the controversy. Why has it become that? I don't know. For people who do shows like me, I suppose it is good. I've kind of... through doing radio and television for, let's see, 20, almost 25 years. I'm over it a little bit, I would say. I'm more of, now because wagering becoming legal across the United States, I'm trending more toward that, trending more always toward fantasy than I am these drama-filled things, just because I suppose it's interesting to listen to, but we really have no idea what we're talking about. And there's a reason why on Twitter, Old Takes Exposed has 250,000 followers, because we're wrong so often. And who could have possibly predicted this craziness, insanity, literally, that has gone on with Antonio Brown. It's about, I mean, who had that one? Now, does Craig Mish get credit for the last 4 days? Sure. Yeah. If you listen to the show the last 4 days, what did I say? I don't know. I'm worried about this guy. It's strange. Yes, I'll take credit for that. But did I know that something was going on? No. When something is going on in baseball, I tell you guys here on the show because, of course, I have some insight and maybe some inside access. Yeah, that's probably true. But as it pertains to these sort of wackiness type stories, nobody has a clue. Nobody knows about the performance. And by the way, if I would have come on this show 5 days ago and said, here's what's going to happen on Thursday night, the Packers are going to win, you would have said, okay, I could see that. 13 total points scored in the game. You'd say, whoa, no way. That can't be. It's impossible. What makes sports fun is its ability to be so unpredictable. And when things happen that you don't expect, it absolutely captivates us. Football in general is going to get higher ratings than anything else that's on TV. And that's because we're looking to find things that are unexpected. But when the nonsense and when the craziness of the unpredictable individuals in the game outshines the games, it becomes so annoying to try and project or predict what's going to happen in these games. This is our hard-earned money. This is my job. It is hard enough to try and predict the outcomes of games in a wagering standpoint and even from a fantasy standpoint without dudes holding out, without wide receivers saying he may not play because he doesn't get a new contract, without a guy saying that his helmet doesn't fit. It is hard enough with those things not happening to try and do a good job for you guys. To have this stuff going on in addition to it, maybe you think it's fun. Maybe you think it's good radio. Maybe it does move the needle on talking head shows like ESPN and Fox and even on our network or everywhere else. But for me, I'm all about analysis at this time of the year, man. Like we're 24 hours away from college football again. We're 48 hours away from the first weekend of the NFL. And we're sitting here again talking about Antonio Brown, man. It's nauseating. It's no fun. And because it takes over the news source, and because it takes over the sports cycle, that's what's thrown out at us. It's garbage, man. Not interested at all. But here we are again. Fantasy football trust or bust is next. Sean will throw some players out at me. I'll tell you if I think I trust them or they're a bust. That's coming up next year on FNTSY.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you advice, we play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections, and now the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
Do you trust me?
Trust?
Do you trust me?
Or bust?
You are so busted.
All right, time for a little fantasy football. Trust or bust here on the show. Craig Mish with you until 2 o'clock Eastern. By the way, Jamie Eisenberg, I know you guys want to hear from him. He's coming up in less than 10 minutes from now. You can hit us up here. Also, for those of you who are in the New Jersey area, as we mentioned in the previous segment, make sure you head on over to the Meadowlands, and over at the FanDuel Sportsbook, you can find all of our good friends this weekend broadcasting live from there, and including my co-hosts during the week, Joe Pizzapia. He will be out there. As Sean just mentioned, he'll be out there as well. He'll be placing my bets for me. So thank you so much for that, Sean. I'll send you the money in advance.
Welcome.
And if I forget, don't break my legs if I lose. That's how that works. What's the maximum bet there? Can you bet 50,000 on a game there?
I don't know that answer. Hold on. I'll ask Gabe.
Yeah. I'm just curious about that, what the max bet is. Like, what's the max bet on a season win total? I'm curious about that. You know, because we had a hard time. I think me and my buddy, we split a ticket on the Dolphins under. And I think they maxed us on that. I got to check on that. I think it was less than $3,000. All right. So let's knock it out here, Sean, with a little fantasy football trust or bust. Go right ahead here for the first one.
Eagles running back Miles Sanders, rookie running back from Penn State. Eagles against the Redskins. Do you trust or is he a bust, Miles Sanders?
Against the Redskins or the whole season? Which are we doing week one or the whole year?
Week one.
Week one, oh man, after what Montgomery did last night, I am not feeling great about Miles Sanders. Can all the rookies be busts again at running back in week one? I'm going to say I trust Miles Sanders. I don't know. This is probably going against the grain a little bit because he doesn't have the experience, and Howard does have a little bit more, but perhaps it was somewhat of an indictment on Howard that they tried to trade him for Melvin Gordon. So how could he possibly be in extensive plans for Doug Peterson and the Philadelphia Eagles? So I will project on Sunday Miles Sanders to have 14 carries, 67 yards, and a touchdown for the Philadelphia Eagles. And I think that that would be a great opening week for Miles Sanders. I don't think he's going to have 180 yards or anything like that. But I think 14 carries, 67 yards, one touchdown, two receptions, 16 yards. There you go.
All right.
That's my Miles Sanders projection.
Let's stay in. I think that's good. I trust. I trust that. With those numbers, okay. 67 and a touchdown, yeah, I trust. Trust Miles Sanders. Let's stay in the same game. Redskins running back Darius Geis. Do you trust him for this game, week one? Then we'll go to the seasonal fantasy rankings.
Yeah, I think that Geis' chance will come late. I think that early on in this game, it's going to be a struggle for the Redskins here. They, you know, clearly don't have a lot of offensive options. And if you were to make the case and say who is the most talented offensive weapon on the Redskins, it probably would end up being Geis. But Adrian Peterson, if I'm not mistaken, is still on the team. If he's active and playing, I don't see a huge role there. So from a season-long and DFS week one projection, I will throw out this. Darius Geis gets 9 carries for 32 yards, and that's it. So I will say bust week one for Darius Geis.
All right, let's stay with running backs. Devin Singletary, Buffalo Bills running back. Let's go seasonal. Do you trust Devin Singletary, or is he going to be a bust?
Yeah, Joe, piece of P, and I see this one very differently. I followed Devin Singletary's career at Florida Atlantic University, and I was a very, very big fan of his. I also think he's in a very good situation in Buffalo, and I think eventually we'll have a chance to play. I think that his average draft position rise is foolish. The Buffalo Bills, as I've talked about here on this show, are getting the ultimate veteran in Frank Gore. I think Gore is going to play a lot. And I think the only way that Singletary becomes, let's just say, an RB2 this year would be them making a Gore a bit player. And I got to tell you, and this is very important, Frank Gore did not come back to play with the Buffalo Bills to get 4 carries a game. He's going to play. He's going to play a lot. And Singletary, who I think has a great future in the NFL for this year, will be a bust.
All right, let's move on to receiver. We all know Andrew Luck retired. Now it's Jacoby Brissett's job, Colts quarterback. Let's look at the wide receiver position. Ty Hilton, this week against the Chargers, though. Is he a trust for you, or will he be a bust?
Big game for T.Y. Hilton this week. 6 catches, 85 yards, at least 1 touchdown, maybe 2. I think the Colts will come out with purpose. I think that Hilton has a big game. I don't trust the Chargers' defense at all. I think Indianapolis has a chance to win this game on Sunday. I don't know what kind of season Indy's going to have. They may finish 8-8, 7-9, 9-7, somewhere along that lines. But I like Indianapolis this weekend. I like the matchups there. I think Brissett has himself a quality game. I think Hilton has himself a quality game. Season long for Hilton, I'm not in this week. I like the matchup. I say that you can trust T.Y. Hilton in a 1-start situation or in DFS this week.
All right, let's stay with the receiver position. Robbie Anderson, the New York Jets, they're playing the Bills in week 1. I guess the same question. Do you trust Robbie this week against the Bills, and do you trust Robbie for the whole season?
Trust is tough. I would say for the season, I could see him catching 60 balls for 800 yards and 8 touchdowns, which kind of pencils him in as a week-to-week fill-in, maybe flex wide receiver 3. I've never been a huge fan of his. The other thing with Robbie Anderson is, though, even though he seems to be okay, this is the kind of guy that you got to really keep a close eye on. He has had some weird troublemaking situations, and both of them, by the way, have happened, Sean, here in South Florida. He's been, I don't think that he's been in serious trouble, but he's always had these kind of law issues happening with him. So he's not somebody that I trust because of that. And weird situations, by the way, like Antonio Brown type weird situations with Robbie Anderson and the law. So I am going to say no, I don't trust him this week.
Okay.
And I'm also going to say that no, I don't trust him for the season. But I will say this, Robbie Anderson, without a doubt in DFS, is going to have a couple big blow up games where he does have 2 touchdowns in a game and 100 yards. It's just, I think over the course of the year, he can disappear, and I think that season long would be a no for me.
All right, let's move to the tight end position. All right, let's go. Vance McDonald, Steelers tight end against the Patriots. Is he a trust for week 1, or maybe even better, seasonal fantasy? Do you trust, or will he be a bust?
Yeah, I'm not big on any of Pittsburgh's second receivers. I'm not big on any of them. Ben in the past has had a lot of quality guys as his twos. Santonio Holmes and Burris, of course, were there. Martavis Bryant with Antonio Brown, and then Juju was there. I'm not huge on James Washington. I think that if you took the production of both Vance McDonald and Jesse James last year and you put them in one player, you'd get a top 3 tight end. I think that's going to happen this year. Health has got to be always a concern with Vance McDonald because he's kind of more of a receiver than he is a tight end. But I am going to say trust. I am heavily owned with him in fantasy for week 1, Sean. I'm going to say no. But from a season-long perspective, I definitely like his I like what he can bring to the table. If you asked me for a projection on Vance McDonald at the end of the season,
yeah,
it would be somewhere between 60 and 70 catches, somewhere between 700 and 800 yards, and somewhere between 7 to 10 touchdowns.
I like
which
that.
I think puts him into that category of top 4 or 5 tight end. I don't think he'll be above Kittle, and I don't think he'll be above Kelsey. But I think he could get close to Ertz. So I see him as the fourth guy in that Ingram category. We'll move him up to top 5.
I like it. Trust. All right, one more. Austin Hooper, tight end for the Falcons. They're playing Harrison Smith and the Vikings safety. Week 1, do you trust him? And seasonal, do you trust Austin Hooper?
I like the matchup this week for sure. I like Atlanta's matchup this week for sure against some of those defenders in Minnesota, although I do like the Vikings. Season long, I'm going to say no. But I like the matchups this week. I do. I think that he has a pretty good matchup. So I will say no for the season, but I will say yes for this week. And that will do it for our Trust or Bust segment. We'll take a quick time out here on the show. When we come back next, it's time to bring in Jamie Eisenberg from CBS Sports. We will hit him up, talk to him about everything going on in the NFL. He's got some great opinions on Thursday night, and then we'll get to the weekend as well. Fantasy Sports Today coming up next. Don't forget, download our show on iTunes, Android. Make sure you subscribe to the show. Please give us 5 stars, and please like this show. Therefore, we get ranked a little bit higher in terms of fantasy and in terms of reality as well. We'll be back with Jamie Eisenberg from CBS Sports and CBS Sports HQ in just a couple of minutes. Please don't go away.
Put your money where your mouth is and take a shot by opening a sports wagering account with FanDuel, New Jersey's largest sportsbook. Go to FanDuel.com/grid where you'll receive a free bet of up to $500. That's a free bet of up to $500 when you open a sports wagering account at FanDuel.com/grid. Point spreads, game totals, props, parlays, and in-game wagering on college and pro sports, and you're in control. Go to FanDuel.com/grid. Open your new account and claim your free wager of up to $500 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
The morning line.
If Oakland is able to win that game and they are able offensively to move the ball against the Denver defense and they don't miss him for a step, what would you do if you're Mike Mayock? Ultimately, they are ready to rock and roll. Move on from him, bring him back. They are okay, which ultimately signals to me that the locker room is like, yeah, we're done with this. Absolutely done with this. So that's where it stands right now with Antonio Brown.
Weekday, 6 to 7 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on Zumo TV, channel 719.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Jamie Eisenberg.
And welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. As always, each and every Friday, we have Jamie Eisenberg from CBS Sports. He's going to help you get set for the fantasy football weekend. We'll obviously do some recaps every week from the Thursday night game and then look ahead to some potential good matchups and some pitfalls as well. Jamie, thanks again for coming on. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing fine, Jamie. Well, let's before we move forward, let's kind of look back a little bit. It's like super hot take morning. Yeah, it's like super hot take day on this Friday, and obviously, look, it is one game, and certainly I would have to think that not playing in the preseason has to factor into this thing. I'm sure that's what you guys will be talking about over on CBS Sports and CBS Sports HQ today, but. A disappointing night, I think, overall. I made the poor decision of starting David Montgomery over Allen Robinson. That proved to be the wrong result. But was that the wrong choice? That was just a brutal game last night.
I don't think it was the wrong choice. I mean, look, I hope this is the Allen Robinson we're going to see. That would be fantastic if we get that type of performance moving forward. And you could probably kind of expect it if Mitchell Trubisky's only going to lock in on one guy on a consistent basis. I would hope if you're Matt Nagy, you go back and you look at this and say, okay, Mike Davis is fine, but we need explosiveness in this offense. We need a difference maker. We need somebody that's going to help our quarterback. And I think that's where Montgomery should have the chance to get more touches and be more successful. The surprising thing about the whole thing is the game was 7-3 for the majority of the second half. They weren't chasing points to the level that they needed to have Trubisky throw as much as he did. And so I think that's my most disappointing thing is like they treated the game as if they were chasing 30 points. The other side of it is I think you really got to look at this Packers defense and say they're going to be good. You know, they made some nice additions this offseason with the rookies, with the addition of the two Smith guys, Preston and Zadarius, Amos at the back end. They're young in their corners. They're good in the up front. You know, they're going to get after the quarterback better than they have. Martinez is great in the middle. And so if you look at it, you know the Bears defense is great. You know the Vikings defense is great. And I think the Packers and the Lions defense has a chance to really take dramatic steps. It's going to be tough for all these teams when they play each other in the division.
Jamie, you know, the one interesting point of strategy potentially in for your viewers and people who follow you on Twitter at Jamie Eisenberg, and even for me too, is to come up with a divisive strategy to take advantage of potential folks that may overreact to anything that they see in one game. And that's only natural because let's use Montgomery as an example. If you're playing in a league where there are 12 teams and somebody has Montgomery and he had a bad night, obviously, leave Trubisky out because there's so many quarterbacks to choose from, whether he's good or bad. I don't think it makes a huge difference. Maybe super flex league. But in a standard league, if someone had Montgomery, are you the type of owner or would you recommend being the type of owner that all of a sudden says, you know what, I missed out on this guy in the draft. Maybe this guy is willing to sell low. Let me fire off some trade offers. Or, Jamie, are you the type that says, you know what, let's let this thing play out a little bit to see if he's actually going to get the volume? How would you attack that?
Oh, I think you absolutely try and buy low. You know, that's how you win, is, you know, taking chances on guys that you think have the chance to be successful. And he certainly fits the bill. You know, I mean, this is, again, I don't think an indication of how bad the Bears offense is. I don't think it's an indication of the usage for Montgomery over the course of the season. You know, not every rookie comes in Saquon Barkley or Ezekiel Elliott, or, you know, if you want to take it a step further, you know, Leonard Fournette or Todd Gurley, you know, the four guys who were drafted first each of the last four seasons. You know, he was expected to be sharing touches. Now, to the level of what we saw, to the usage where he was third in terms of snaps, I mean, I think it's pretty clear that Tariq Cohen's not going to get a ton of carries on a week-to-week basis. You know, you saw that last night, that they were just using him strictly as a receiving threat. So if you can get Montgomery cheap, the thing to do is look at your third receiver, look at your third or fourth running back, see if that owner is so panicked that they need help at another position. You know, it depends on when you draft it, too, because you could be looking at the Montgomery owner that maybe had Montgomery and Lamar Miller or Montgomery and A.J. Green. You know, any set of circumstances where they may need some help in other areas right now, even before they see their fantasy team play a full week. So, you know, you could say, hey, listen, let's see what happens after this week, but I'll give you this guy for Montgomery. And, you know, maybe we can help each other out. So Yeah, you absolutely should be buying low on him.
All right, we're with Jamie Eisenberg, at Jamie Eisenberg on Twitter. You can catch all of his work at CBS Sports, CBSSports.com, also over on CBS Sports HQ. One note quick on the Packers. I suppose there wasn't really a lot of takeaway from me last night. I guess the one player that I did see that looked pretty good was Marquez Valdes-Scantling, who I know that you have been very high on going into the regular season. So it is only one game, but that proved to be pretty solid there last night, Jamie. I think he outperformed statistically Devontae Adams.
Yeah, you know, if you look air yards and those things, and, you know, his yardage obviously was better. But I think this is, you know, again, they're playing a tough defense on the road. You know, people are going to panic on Devontae Adams. You want to talk about trying to buy low. That's another guy. With Valdes-Scantling, I think the big thing was how he performed comparatively to Geronimo Allison, because that was the question. You know, who's going to be the second guy behind Adams? Now, I don't think this is a complete Geronimo Allison stinks, but he's going to be one of the guys that gets dropped on Tuesday when people run waivers, just because there'll be somebody that pops up and he's going to be at the end of your bench. But I was very encouraged by Valdes-Scantling. You know, he suffered some cramps and left the game, so we don't know how exactly he would have finished. Maybe another catch or two. So there's a lot to like about him if you did buy into it.
All right, and Jamie, the last take that from last night is we can, you know, kind of pivot to this week. The narrative that is going around on all of the talking head shows this morning, and I wonder your opinion on this, is that basically not playing players in the preseason is going to end up costing your fantasy team in week one. Is that something that we need to take a stronger look at going into Sunday after seeing the results here? Should we be going back and saying, let me see what kind of reps these guys got in the preseason, or is it one game and is that a fallacy?
I think it's one game and it's a fallacy, and let's not forget, we may not have the preseason. You know, who knows what's going to happen next year in terms of what the owners and players decide, if not next year, the year after, you know, when the CBA finally comes up. So it may not matter moving forward, but, you know, look, I think the thing with a team like the Bears that's, you know, third-year quarterback and, you know, second-year head coach and still trying to still, you know, make things a little tweaks here and there, you know, with Anthony Miller's role. Remember, he was banged up, so he probably wouldn't play in the preseason. You know, Allen Robinson, do you risk him getting hurt for a guy that's been nicked up? You know, offensive line issues, you know, they've already had some injuries in training camp. So I don't know how much, you know, it would have changed things, because they wouldn't have had their full complement of guys out there. So you could say Trubisky, yeah, maybe he plays a series or two. Rodgers, maybe he plays, you know, as well, and that helps him in a new offense. But again, I'll just go back to it. These defenses are going to be really, really good. You know, the Bears are great, and I think the Packers are going to really surprise some people, because as Aaron Rodgers said, and I think it's accurate, usually when they get guys, they get them at the end of their careers. Now they have guys that are in their prime and at the beginning of their careers. And you're going to see Mike Pettine, who's a great defensive coordinator, when he has players at his disposal, now he has players to be creative with. So it's going to be really, really nice to see this Packers defense continue to perform like that.
Yeah, no doubt. And if that is indeed the case, they could be the number one waiver wire pickup this week. Not a lot of people use them on Thursday. Hey, the NFL is, of course, here. You can become the eighth person to win $1 million in a FanDuel or DraftKings tournament by setting their lineups over at DailyRoto.com. DFS Lineup Optimizer. Join the countless number of people who have won thousands of dollars playing DFS using DailyRoto.com. If you are playing Daily Fantasy Sports and not using DailyRoto.com, you're doing it wrong. Sign up now for the NFL annual pass, faster optimizer, smarter DFS projections, and better results. All you got to do is enter promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. That's promo code ACTION for a 10% discount. DailyRoto.com, where millionaires are made. Here's what we're going to do, folks. We're going to take a quick time out here on Fantasy Sports Today. And when we come back next, Jamie and I are going to run through all of the start, sit, matchups. We're going to talk about some of the key issues that are going on in fantasy right now. Who would have thought on the eve of week one, two of the top 10 receivers in fantasy may not even play this Sunday? Also, don't forget, if you're listening to the show live here on the FNTSY app, that's cool. But also, on demand, make sure you like and subscribe to this show simply by listening to it on the iTunes app or even Android, as well as Stitcher or wherever podcasts are played. It is Fantasy Sports Sports Today, and each and every Friday, we have Jamie Eisenberg from CBS Sports breaking it down. You can ask me questions at Craig Mish. I will fire them off to Jamie throughout the show, and we'll do that each and every week. Start sit questions. Make sure you get those in now. More Fantasy Sports Today coming up in just a couple of minutes. We return next with Jamie Eisenberg and run through the slate on Sunday and Monday right here on FNTSY. Don't go away.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com. Or call 888-400-0435, 888-400-0435, andro400.com.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 immediately. That's 800-955-3793. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-955-3793 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-955-3793. That's 800-955-3793. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-955-3793 for your free author submission kit.
Do you want two risk-free wagers up to $1,000? If so, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open yourself up a PointsBet sports wagering account. Enter the promo code GRID, and you'll get two risk-free bets of up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept, where customers, they're rewarded by how much they win their bet. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets of up to $1,000 today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 and over. New Jersey only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See website for details.
Wager Talk with Teddy Covers and Ralph Michaels.
Talked about the week one underdogs as being a long-term profitable trend. Division dogs, bigger underdogs, and yet the markets, you know what they're saying that? They're flipping them the bird, literally, when it comes to that particular trend. Why? Nothing but Eagles money. The Redskins fade has begun, Ralph. Billy, up to minus 10 at home against the Redskins.
Watch live weekdays, 3 to 4 p.m. Eastern on SportsGrid and Zumo TV, channel 719.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish and Jamie Eisenberg.
And welcome back, Fantasy Sports Today. Craig Mish, along with CBS Sports' Jamie Eisenberg. We spent some time recapping the Thursday night game in the NFL. It was a short and sweet, well, not sweet, but a short recap of sorts, as the Bears fell really flat on Thursday night. And really, from a fantasy projection standpoint, only Allen Robinson was the big winner, I think, from yesterday. And so that kind of leads us into the wide receiver discussion, Jamie, going into Sunday. So Allen Robinson, Jamie, is off the board. He already played. Valdes-Scantling, of course, he played too, in DFS or season long, however you decided. And then, of course, Devontae Adams played. What in the world, Jamie, with Julio Jones and Antonio Brown going into this weekend? I suppose you could wait to see what happens with Antonio Brown on Monday, but this Julio Jones stuff came out of nowhere, and so some tough decisions are going to have to be made this weekend. I don't remember a fantasy season where we've had this much drama going into it. Do you?
No, by any stretch. I actually had one of our hosts on CBS Sports HQ ask me, like, how much has this made your job more difficult with Le'Veon Bell's situation last year and then all the things that are happening with not only the holdouts, which, you know, we tend to deal with usually one, the holdouts, and then the Antonio Brown saga, and, you know, with Julio Jones, like you said. If I'm Julio, I don't play. Because all you've heard for weeks since Michael Thomas' deal, which is, you know, if I recall, early August, right on the onset of training camp. Oh, Julio's next. Arthur Blank. Yeah, we're going to get it done. Why would you risk putting yourself on the field if that's all you're hearing and it's not happening? Now, we're not privy to the conversations that are going on. And, you know, maybe it's, you know, the deal's coming Saturday or you know, it's some offset language. You know, whatever the case may be that's keeping it from being signed. Why would you risk it if you're Julio? You know, guys has foot problems and, you know, has already gotten a little bit banged up, you know, leading up to the start of the season. I mean, from his standpoint, from his camp, you're risking it, you know, stepping on the field there. Obviously, we would like to see Julio out there. I'm saying, yeah. You know, from his perspective, you know, for what we do from a fantasy perspective and Falcons fans, we want to see him out there 100% and doing what he's capable of doing and helping the Falcons potentially make a Super Bowl run. But if I'm Julio Jones, there's no way I'm playing unless you give me that contract.
Yeah, and at this point, we'll have to wait. We got 48 hours till that. You know, listen, what do you make of the Antonio Brown at this point? I mean, you can't start him Monday. We really don't know how the situation's going to play out. Maybe we'll know here in a half hour, an hour, what the Raiders decide to do. And then, of course, the cynical part of both reality and fantasy, Jamie, is that Brown gets cut, Patriots pick him up, and he's on the field week 5 or 6. I don't know. I don't know about you, Jamie. I don't see that. I've been maintaining on this show with my co-host Joe Pizzapia even throughout this week that I was really, really concerned. I mean, I never want to throw some medical diagnosis at someone that I don't know about, but it is evident to me, man, that there is something wrong with Antonio Brown, Jamie. Like, I am not so far off him that I wouldn't want him on my team, but I think that's a busted draft pick this year.
I agree. And it's, you know, you go back to last year, you know, I mean, with everything that unfolded with how he wanted out of the Steelers, you know, I mean, again, I'm with you. I don't want to put any sort of medical situation on somebody, but, you know, with the blonde mustache and, you know, how he was, you know, comporting himself and just, you know, everything that kind of has gone into it, you know, leading up to this with the cryotherapy and the helmet saga and making such a big deal about it, you know, what it kind of was. The breaking point for me was when Mike Mayock said, are you all in or are you all out? No questions, and walked away. I was like, do I want to be all in or all out as him as a fantasy manager, as somebody who's recommending him? And that point it was no. You know, I mean, I kept trying to make excuses about, you know, okay, he'll show up, this will work, you know, it'll be fine. You know, John Gruden being so positive about him and all those things. And it's just a matter of at what point is the next thing going to happen? And then here we are. He's you know, going after his general manager. You know, he's having to be held back. You know, posting the fine on social media. You know how many players get fined? I mean, you know this, Craig. You're in locker rooms. Players get fined every day.
Every day.
They get some sort of fine, and you never hear about it. You never, ever hear about it. You know, I mean, I remember being in locker rooms, and you see the yellow envelope on a player's chair in their locker. And it's, okay, you know, what did he do? A uniform violation, you know, something. You know, you're always wondering, okay, is it something worse? But I think at this point you have to plan to be without him. Now, going back to what you asked about David Montgomery, if you have somebody that's completely expendable on your roster, that's good. And what I mean by that is third receiver, third running back, that if you can get by your fantasy team without it, then you absolutely should be trying to acquire Antonio Brown. And when I say this, obviously I'm talking out both sides of my mouth a little bit, but if he does play 15 games, this is a one-game suspension, and he's Antonio Brown, you have a league winner that you got for cheap. Or in your scenario, like you painted, which I think is fairly accurate, that could happen, he gets cut or you know, gets released, and the Patriots or another team, you know, the 49ers were thinking about him at one point, you know, anything that could, you know, still put him in a semblance of situation that he could be productive, you know, it's worth the risk.
Yeah. And for those people who don't know, in a previous life, Jamie did cover the NFL. And so in locker rooms and understanding all of that, I would also say this. I think what you said, you hit the head on the nail. The breaking point for Brown, I think, was posting that thing on Instagram. I have never seen a private message written from a coach with a hand signature ever posted anywhere. Like, that is one of the biggest no-nos in all of sports, to let people behind the curtain. Look, we do that. I do that. Adam Schefter does that. I mean, I do it in baseball. They do it in football. But you never let that come out of your own house. Never do you post that kind of stuff. And I think that's it. And I don't know how they resolve it, but it seems to me he broke every possible rule that he could have. I think the scenario is he ends up suiting up for someone else. But I wouldn't count on that either, man. Something is up with this guy, and I know that he'll do that. Okay, so this weekend, let's get to the fun stuff and away from the drama. Jimmy, your favorite fantasy matchups this weekend to exploit, maybe guys that are on your team or on somebody else's team. What should we be looking for specifically on Sunday or Monday? And by the way, if you could, as a two-part question, because I probably should have asked this ahead of time, the Raiders. What would the Raiders usage look like at wide receiver if Brown isn't there? So good matchups and Raiders matchups, if you wouldn't mind.
Yeah, I'll start with the Raiders. I think, you know, you go right to Tyrell Williams, who, as we saw in 2016, when Keenan Allen suffered a torn ACL in week one, and he was their de facto number one receiver, he had over 1,000 yards. I think it was like 6 touchdowns. He'd be in that type of realm, you know, so a very good, you know, borderline number 3, number 2 receiver. You know, some of it will come in boom or bust situations. So, but he should, you know, if he's available on your waiver wire, go pick him up. And if you have him on your team, you know, you may consider starting him as at least a 3 receiver, a 3rd receiver in a 3 receiver league. And then Darren Waller, you know, he would, you know, he's already in line for, you know, a decent season, you know, just stepping into Jared Cook's role. Obviously, if everybody's there, he doesn't have the chance to get the same amount of target. But again, he would benefit in a big way if, in fact, Antonio Brown is gone. And then in deeper leagues, Hunter Renfrow, I think, is somebody to take a look at as their slot receiver. You know, my favorite matchup, if you're just looking to try and get points out of everybody, it's the Texans and the Saints. You know, I mean, the Saints, primetime home game, you know what that typically is. Mm-hmm. Drew Brees goes off, and you get, you know, big performances, most likely out of Michael Thomas, Alvin Kamara. I think if you're looking for a flyer, you're starting Jared Cook, but if you're looking for a flyer, Ted Ginn or Traquan Smith, I think Ginn is playing ahead of Smith, but I would take a chance on him first if you're just looking for, you know, a Hail Mary type of play. And then the other side, you know, it's going to be fun to see Deshaun Watson probably chasing points, but you're playing clearly Hopkins, and I think Duke Johnson's got an opportunity here because of catching some passes out of the backfield, and maybe even Kenny Stills or Kiki QT, but Will Fuller, I'm sorry, you should plan on big game for Will Fuller.
Yeah, J.B. Eisenberg is with us from CBS Sports. Moving on to one of the other games I wanted to ask you about, because this is not one that should roll off the tongue, so I circled it, and I'm wondering why. Maybe that there is something missing from the equation in terms of defenses. And obviously, when you look at fantasy, some of Vegas factors in with the totals, and you can kind of project some higher scoring. But that total between the Buccaneers and the 49ers, Jamie, is like over 50 points. It's one of the highest on the board. Is that simply because the defenses of these teams are bad? Is there like an Arians factor in here? What am I missing with this? In the past, the Buccaneers were never up in the 50s. The 49ers were never in the 50s. These are like running offenses that don't throw that much. And I mean, look, I just don't get it. This is one that's weird for me, but Vegas isn't wrong. So obviously the total is there for a reason. Why is it so high? Well, what's the scoring in this game?
Yeah, I the defenses are bad, you know, and you know, I'm going through setting my DFS lineups all day today, and there's at least one member of the Bucs and one member of the 49ers in almost every lineup. And so I think it's just one of those things where, you know, the Tampa Bay defense can't be any worse. The 49ers defense, as you know, they threw a lot of money at it, you know, and bringing guys in, draft picks as well, but still, it's not a great secondary. So I think you're going to see Jameis Winston, Mike Evans, Chris Godwin, O.J. Howard, all the chance to go off. We'll see which running back emerges maybe as the leading touch guy. I don't think you're going to trust any of those guys. And then for the 49ers, this is the wild card because you're facing this Bucs defense that should be bad. But can you trust Garoppolo? Can you trust which running back's going to be better than the other one if you have to make a decision. I would lean Coleman, but I understand why Breida may be the more popular of the two. And then I think it's going to be who's the receiver that steps up, because you know Kittle will get hit. So it's going to be Pettis, potentially. I think Marquise Goodwin is somebody, if you want to beat the waiver wire, go get him now, because
yeah,
he does
I
go
agree.
Off against the defense, which he could. He's the one that has the strong rapport with Garoppolo going back to 2017. So that's, I think, where you're looking at is the wild card there for the 49ers. Is will Garoppolo play well enough to exploit the matchup, and who will he lean on the receiver?
All right, a couple more before we go. What did you make of the potential trade, no trade, that would have sent Melvin Gordon, to Philly? Was that an indictment of Miles Sanders at that point? I'm an owner of him in one league, and now I don't know if I should feel good that they didn't make the trade, or should I feel bad that they were trying to bring in Gordon there? That was a little concerning for me. I hope that's done with, as for Sanders owners, obviously, because, Jamie, there's a lot of people that feel like he's in that Montgomery conversation this year.
Yeah, I don't think it's an indication necessarily of Miles Sanders. And I wonder if, I mean, look, Howie Roseman is one of the more aggressive general managers, and it's paid off for him over the last couple of seasons and the moves that they've made to, you know, win a Super Bowl, go back to the playoffs, and, you know, just locking up some great pieces to a very good franchise. So if you're looking at it as, okay, let's see if we can just steal Melvin Gordon cheap, and then maybe we tap the conversation of, you know, not that it's the same structure by any stretch, but Paul George and Kawhi Leonard. You know, think about what those guys happened to them in the NBA, where the Oklahoma City Thunder says, you know, come to OKC, we're going to make an investment in you if you like it, you stay. And for the Raptors, the same thing. And maybe they tell Melvin Gordon, you know, we'll pay you after the season, but you come in and do well for us, and here's a handshake deal that you're going to be our franchise running back. But also, they can let him walk out the door if they don't get good production out of him. Or you just have a feeling like, you know what, we'll take him, and we will ride out the 10 games that you're not going to play. But when you come back and we're pushing for the playoffs and you're trying to get your money, that's when you earn your deal for whoever you're going to make it for. But you have to play your games to get yourself to free agency. So I don't know how Philadelphia is going to approach it. If they were going to trade for him and get a long-term deal, then it's bad for Miles Sanders. But I just don't know what the approach is. You know, I could see them doing the rental and trying to see if it makes sense. Again, it's a different structure, NBA versus the NFL, and I don't know if Melvin Gordon would sign off on that, you know, just in terms of, you know, I'm just going to go show up and sit on the bench and you can't do anything to me because I'm here, you know. So it was never going to work. You know, what they were offering the Chargers was just last, they did.
All right, JB, before we wrap here, about 30 seconds to go, let people know this weekend where they can find you over at CBS Sports and CBS Sports HQ, Fantasy Football Today and such.
Yeah, Sunday morning is our FFT show on CBS Sports HQ. We are going for 3 hours this year, so 10
wow.
to 1. We'll be live giving you all the latest information, some you know, start sets, DFS stuff. We're going to have some gambling talk that those of you like to make some wagers. So it's a great place to get all of your fantasy information, CBS Sports HQ.
All right, there you go. And you get to skip the Dolphins game. You don't have to drive over there to see that game on Sunday. Good for you.
That's right.
All right, enjoy all the games this weekend. Jamie, thanks again for coming on. We'll catch up again next week. Appreciate it.
You got it, man. Take care.
All right, there he is, Jamie Eisenberg from CBS Sports, one of the best in the business, honestly. I've known Jamie for, I think, 15, 20 years, and so happy that he's part of this show this season. We'll take a quick timeout. We've got some exit velocity coming up next, and then we'll send it over to Full-Time Fantasy at the top of the hour. Don't go away.
The sun can make your outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable you can't use it. But now there's the Sunsetter Retractable Awning. A Sunsetter Retractable Awning opens and closes in just 60 seconds, and it keeps your patio about 20 degrees cooler. It provides instant shade and protection from the sun's harmful rays. You can get your Sunsetter for as little as $5.99 when you call now to get your special $200 discount certificate and free awning idea kit. You're going to love your Sunsetter Retractable Awning. Sunsetter awnings are assembled in America and guaranteed to last for years. So call 800-869-5446 now to get a free awning idea kit with DVD, plus your $200 Sunsetter discount certificate. This is a limited time offer, so call 800-869-5446 now. That's 800-869-5446 for your free awning idea kit with DVD and $200 discount certificate. There's no obligation, so call 800-869-5446 now.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your short list fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes ear congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
Fantasy Sports Today with Craig Mish.
All right, as we get ready to wrap up this Friday edition of the show, don't forget Full-Time Fantasy is coming your way next, but there's no way we could end a Friday edition of the show without a little exit velocity.
I feel the need for speed.
Ow! Exit velocity.
Nice velocity.
All right, we're going to end the show here on a topic that I want to talk about because, look, I thought Jamie Eisenberg, he illustrated it very well there, but I got to say, this is a huge mistake for the NFL for not playing their players in a lot of these games. And I don't know that we're going to be able to decipher and look at who played specifically and what that would lead to on Sunday and Monday, but here is the bottom line. The preseason needs to go away. If this is how teams are going to treat it and we're going to be subject to a game on opening night that we were Thursday night, I don't want to deal with this anymore. Peyton Manning a few years ago threw 7 touchdowns on opening night in the NFL. There's been a lot of scoring in games on the first night. Please don't turn opening night. Please don't turn opening weekend into Thursday night football in the NFL, where in general the games have been horrible over the course of the season. Play your guys a little bit in the preseason. Can you imagine if players in Major League Baseball didn't play at all in spring training? What those results would be in the month of April? Can't have it. Don't do it. It's got to change. Thanks again to Jamie Eisenberg and Brad Ziegler for being on the show. Thanks to Chris Bavona also for helping out today. And for my producer, Sean Guastamacchia, I am Craig Mish. Full-Time Fantasy is next. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you again on Monday. See ya.